Hi, I'm Dr. Linda Papadopoulos. Welcome to The Psychology Behind. This week's episode is sponsored by Chrysalis Counseling Training Courses. I love speaking to you every week about a new psychological topic. What we do is we break it down, look at the psychology behind it, and give you 5 tips on how to cope. This week, we're going to talk about how to get out of a bad mood. So we've all been there, found ourselves in one of those bad moods that we just can't shake off no matter how hard we try. And the thing is, bad moods are pretty subjective. So for some people, they feel just like being agitated, where everything around you kind of gets on your nerves. For others, it's a sense of unease, not being able to settle and have that kind of thick worry. And for others, it feels like a sense of general negativity and sadness where things are dark and pointless and there's nothing you can do to change them. Whatever it is, feeling in a bad mood just makes you feel stuck, makes you feel out of control of your emotions, and makes the world just seem a darker place. Now, sometimes we can pinpoint what caused the bad mood, but other times we just feel awful and we're not sure why. And this is because bad moods can be caused by a lot of different things. Guilt, boredom, feeling tired, feeling overworked, being anxious, and of course, the cognitive distortions that affect our thinking and make our mind jump around from one dark thought to another, you know, stoking that negativity and fear and anxiety. And that's the interesting thing, that sometimes it's not what you think about per se that's the problem, but rather the fact that an unfocused mind is likely to wander into a bad mood. Psychologists at Harvard University, who studied happiness levels in relation to different activities, found that bad moods were more likely to strike when a person's mind was unfocused and wandering. So they hypothesized that distraction could actually be a cause of unhappiness. In direct opposition to this, the researchers found that it was when subjects' minds were most focused on a particular task that they felt most happy. And that's the thing about bad moods. You see, that while of course it can be really useful to try and pinpoint what caused them, what's also important, and something that we often forget to do, is to detect what's maintaining the negative mood so you can assert some control over it. In fact, in those cases where you find it hard to figure out what started it, it's best to stop focusing on cause and look at what's maintaining it. So next time a bad mood puts you in a negative funk and begins to distort the way you see things, try these 5 things to help you get your emotional balance back.
We know you're a good listener. You listen to this podcast. You've listened to Dr. Linda speak on anxiety, how to boost your self-esteem, and being able to manage your time effectively. Well, now we need you to keep listening, because we want to ask you 2 questions. Firstly, do people often say that they trust you and your advice? And secondly, do you want a career that can make real positive changes in the lives of others? Then becoming a counsellor could be the right choice for you. Chrysalis courses offer fully accredited part-time course options that are flexible around your commitments, meaning you could become an accredited counsellor or hypnotherapist in just 3 years and earn between £30 and £60 per hour, as per the National Careers Service website. So, if you're looking for a new career or one that will fit around your busy life, all you have to do is search Chrysalis courses online today and take the first steps towards your new career in counselling.
Number 1, fix it, or if you can't, then fake it. If you're in a bad mood because of a specific problem that you've identified, then you can do 1 of 2 things. Firstly, you can fix the problem, in which case the mood should resolve. And if it's something that you can't solve, then focus on your emotional reaction to the problem and do something about that, as that's what may be making the problem worse. Our moods can drive our behavior, which is one of the reasons that bad moods last so long. When we're in a bad mood, we're more likely to engage in behaviors that only serve to reinforce that bad mood. So we isolate ourselves, we seek out negative or depressing news and music, and generally we just wallow in negativity. Because of this, you need to actively seek out and engage in things that are the opposite of what you're feeling. So listen to some uplifting music, watch a funny video, be social. Remember that our mood impacts our behavior, but our behaviors also affect our mood. And so being thoughtful and precise in what behaviors you engage in is key to turning that bad mood around. Number two, goal-directed behavior helps. One of the things that may be causing your bad mood is that you feel overwhelmed by things that you have to do. These mental to-do lists can linger in our minds like background noise and bring down our mood. Interestingly, researchers have found that you can overcome this simply by making a plan on how to tackle the stuff that you need to do, thus improving your mood. So make that plan. Think about when you'll do a particular task and how. Diarize it. And that way it won't have to stick around in your mind. And as a consequence, your mood should lighten. Number three, let it go. Bad moods are kind of like depressing films that get stuck on repeat. You begin ruminating about something upsetting and then you just can't let it go. To get around this, it's important to interrupt the movie. Do this by distracting yourself. Researchers have shown a short 2-minute distraction is enough to change your mood. So read a chapter of a book you like, play a game, do a puzzle that requires you to think, have a conversation about something that has nothing to do with your mood, that requires you to lay out arguments and think in a different way. The mere act of disrupting your thoughts can make all the difference. Number four, walk it off. You'll know by listening to my podcast by now that I'm a big proponent for using movement and exercise to aid better mental health. And coping with low mood is no exception. When you're in a bad mood, going out for a brisk walk is great, not only because it gets those endorphins flowing, but also the act of changing your surroundings and being outside will help clear your mind and improve your perspective. When you walk, make sure to do so mindfully. Notice how the sun feels on your back or how the wind blows through the trees. Think about how your breath changes as you move and let go of the negativity as you exhale. Your mood will lift in no time. Number five. Curate your consciousness. In our media-drenched world, it's not hard to find something to be worried or upset about. And when you're in a bad mood, you're more likely to gravitate to things that confirm your emotional bias that everything is awful. That's precisely why you need to hack your emotional responses by actively training your brain to do things that will improve your mood. Practice being grateful. List three things that you're grateful for. And beyond that, think about why you're grateful for them. Really, really think about this. It'll activate a thought process that looks for good rather than dwells on the bad. And this can certainly improve mood. Well, I hope that helped. There's something really important to recognizing that, you know, in the same way, you know, we think of computer algorithms and you input certain information and something comes out, you know, we're kind of these biological algorithms. And, you know, depending on what we input into ourselves, you're going to get a reaction come out. So if you can think about what you're inputting, right? Think about the stuff you're engaging with, the way you're thinking, how you're moving, where you are, you know, really be thoughtful about it and take some control over it. You'll find that you'll be able to kind of hack the way you feel about things. Thank you again for being with me this week. It's always such a pleasure to speak to you, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week about a new topic in psychology. Until then, you know the drill. Subscribe, rate, you know, always let me know if you have any ideas about new podcasts. Thank you so much for everyone that has done. I've done a few recordings this week for ideas that you've sent me. And until then, I wish you all a healthy, happy mind and body.